I'm curious, when you started the venetoclax, what her situation was in terms of, you know, the white count and nodes, et cetera, and how you sort of classified her in terms of risk for tumor lysis.
This is critical with venetoclax to assess their tumor lysis risk prior to initiation of therapy. There's very nice algorithms, and it's part of the drug label. By this time, when this patient started ibrutinib, she had the expected lymphocyte surge with initial treatment. She declined over the subsequent couple of months. And by the time that we changed her to venetoclax, she had detectable disease, but within the low-risk range. The adenopathy was gone. She had a mild circulating lymphocytosis. And so we treated her as an outpatient with monitoring. She took some allopurinol. She had no clinical or laboratory tumor lysis syndrome.
I'm curious if you have any experience with high-risk patients, you know, patients you've had to put in the hospital, for example, to monitor for tumor lysis.
Absolutely. The high risk of tumor lysis was identified early on in these clinical trials when patients were started on the target dose of the drug. This lesson was learned that this can induce a rapid lysis within hours of drug exposure. And so the studies went back and redesigned the intrapatient dose escalation. So the patient started a low dose, 20 milligrams for a week, 50 milligrams for another week, 100, 200, and 400. In so doing, clinical tumor lysis syndrome is very uncommon. Patients with high tumor burden might have some laboratory tumor lysis syndrome, non-organ threatening. And so my experience in following the label, put patients on allopurinol, give them some hydration, admit them to the hospital, and start them at 20 milligrams, is that we do not see clinically relevant tumor lysis syndrome. And I credit that more to the slow dose escalation than to the supportive care. I think ultimately, we're probably going to find that we're admitting too many of these patients to the hospital and that we might be able to be a little less cautious in some of these intermediate risk patients who are escalating slowly. But I think right now we err on the side of caution, and I would recommend that everybody follow the label, but be comforted that by doing the weekly dose escalation starting at the low dose, that clinically significant TLS is very uncommon.
When you do put people in the hospital, how long are they there?
We keep them there for usually just a couple of days, one night if they come in the morning, maybe two nights if they come in later in the day. The fact is, when lysis happens, it's quick. So as long as people have had a solid 24 or so hours, I feel quite comfortable sending the patient home.
And this patient at this point receiving the venetoclax has no symptomatology, no side effects?
This patient is now in a complete remission, tolerating the drug without any toxicities whatsoever.